As you see, the Maram Kamas is divided into two parts. The first part is, we'll call it the some of the technicalities of the separation of meat and milk. The second part starts the real lumbus of Yoredeya. It's called Tatar Govar. That's what it's all about. It gets involved with cliche and Hirui. That's a very whole Arichas. Will bring us right into the real heart of the Yoredeya Bus of Chol Tzadi Beis, be the next topic. But this is the intro. Let us open the to the Rosh, start there. In the Hagos Ashri, Simen Zayin. This is, after all, a continuation we spoke about before, Simen Pei Tes. As I mentioned to you then, also, the last sif of Pei Tes has to do with Tzadi Aleph. Let us start from the vantage point of the Hagos Ashri, the start of the Rosh in our Perek Ches, Simen Zayin. Umitzu min amuvchor heicha she'ochal gvina v'rotu lechol basar zorech lahavir me'al ha'shulchan ha'lechem v'chol ha'machol she'olu im ha'gvina al ha'shulchan v'chakach yovi basar v'yochal period mem aleph zayin. Very good. Me'or Zarua. That Gos Ashri was written as a compilation. Most of it is taken from other sources. Mordechai is probably the most common source. And then probably the next most common source is the Or Zarua. The Mordechai and Or Zarua, the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the Hagos Ashri is a compilation of various Hagos amended to the start of the Rosh. So he quotes these giants. The Mordechai was a contemporary of the Rosh. He was also Talmud of the Rami Wittenberg. Or was Ruah significantly earlier. But you have these citations throughout the Hagos Ashri. And as we saw last time, if you recall, those of a good memory, it was a case where Hagos Ashri quoted the Mordechai. It was a typo, remember that time? Divrei Chamuras was a typo in Hagos Ashri, which led to the Divrei Chamuras astray. You have to be careful with the actual text, and this is today is no exception in terms of being careful with the various texts. You take a look at the Divrei Chamuras again over here, and the Sifkoton Lamed Beis. We quote the Hagos Ashri. Read together. Is everyone with me? In our edition, those who have mine, it's page Kuf Ayin Hey, column 2, the last 10 lines or so. This is not found in the Hagos Ashri. Man di ochel chubitz ubal mechel kupra sorach lenar psisim. Kupris is milchix, Kupris is fleshix. You got to shake off the psisim. Who wants to translate the word psisim? Crumbs. That's an important word. It's an important word. This is duly quoted in the Torah, in Simen Tzadi Aleph Siv Gimel, and in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's open up right now. Simen Pei Tes, Siv Dalet. Here's ready the link between these. I told you the last Simen. Sif of Peites and Tzadi Aleph. Mi she'ochel gvina v'rotzo lechol basar, tzarech levar me'al ha'shulchan shiurei pas she'ochel im ha'gvina. That's it. The first two lines in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Peites, Sif Dalet, are lifted verbatim from the Hagos Ashri, and it's based upon the Yerushalmi. As we see in the Gro is supposed to be original sources. For a second. Yerushalmi, Hadein Ochel Chubit, Bor Mechel Kupor, Mevar Psis. We already saw it in the Gro. Yes, sir.
Why did the Beis Yosef choose to bring this halacha in Peites instead of in Tzadi Aleph?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Because I can see in certain places that this is very much linked to what we said earlier in Peites. It's linked in the sense of you know, separating between a fleishig meal and a milach meal. You gotta wait 6 hours, you gotta wait this, you gotta wait that. So you have to do this also. Whereas in Sari Aleph, it's talking about eating things simultaneously. That's it. Rabbi Yosef Kao had a reason for everything. Even though the Torah quotes Sari Aleph, I can't see why he switched this to pace for that reason, presumably. Okay? Fine. Very nice. The problem, of course, becomes, what do you mean mitzvah min amufkar? Is it a din, or is it a mitzvah min amufkar? The Shulchan Aruch says, tzarech. The Yerushalmi said, mevar psisin. What's the mitzvah min amufkar? Now, boss, did this question bother you? Someone came to me. Someone said it bothered him. I forgot who. Someone came to me and bothered him. What's the mitzvah min amufkar? It's a din. This means, you know, you want to be a big tzaddik and go to Fnimish or Sadin. No, this is a real actual thing. Who asked this kasha among others? Igwas Moshe. Igwas Moshe asked this kasha. Yoredei Chelek Aleph. Should we put it on the board? Is that a good idea? Okay. Who could help me? Who knows? Anyone know about this? We have to get someone here who knows how to work this thing well, quickly. No one volunteers to do this? This is a straightforward Bar Ilan, right? This is a Igwas Moshe, should be straight on the responsa. Probably better off having this thing on before she even begins. Every day, just leave it on. We don't use it. Can't hurt to have it on. And poised to go on the Bar Ilan, so we can, the more people than Mary can see the actual Shavuot. It's Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Ches. Sorry if I'm swarming away, just a little over, please. This is written, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Oh, see, we're holding Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So it's X and a half years. Tov Shin Tes Zion. 1956. What's that? 56 years ago, right? 56 and a half years ago, exactly, the Shuvah was written. Guy eats cheese, and he wants to eat meat, quotes the Shulchan Aruch. So he asks the following question. You get an impression from here, you need a separate loaf of bread for fleshik and for milchik. V'lomo ein is horin bazeh. How come people don't have separate loaves of bread for fleshiks and separate loaves of bread for milchiks? This is a kasha which is raised to Rav Moshe. No progress in the bread? Alright. Okay, we'll be patient. I'll read it to you first. Maybe it's better this way. I'll read it to you first in my own words. You'll hear it. First you'll hear it, then you'll see it. Hine ha'isu hu rak al shiurei chatichos sapas. Look at the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Sorach levav me'al shulchan shiurei pas shochel emagvina. What does that mean? He adds the word of Moshe, chatichos. The word chatichos is not found in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe adds the word chatichos. Okay? Fine. Why? Shalzu eino nizer. Once you slice a piece off the main loaf of bread, you're not careful about it. You know why? Kevan shechoshev la'ochla magvina. You first have a melucha gemila. You slice some bread off. You have every intention of finishing that slice with your melucha gemila. So what do you care if you get it? You put your melucha hands on it. It's going to be eaten up with melucha anyway. And therefore he says, no, we don't believe you. You're not focusing on it. Avol apasa gedola, but the big loaf of bread, shiomedes bein lemachole cholov, bein lemachole basar, nisharin ba, v'ein lochus shemanoga ba hagvino abasar. You remember Moshe's chiddush? The big loaf of bread, we'll call it the challah, or the loaf. Rebbe, in today's world, who in this room is still cutting bread? Challah. I'm saying, who cuts bread? You go to the store, you buy bread. Can I have a sliced rye? Well, it comes in packages, sliced. I can't remember the last time I cut bread. I just can't remember it. I can't, you know, I remember when I was growing up, it happened. I used to buy a rye, a knife, and cut the bread. It's unheard of now. Unheard of. Challah, that's it. All right, I'm trying to, you're there, I'm supposed to learn. That's it, you got it? Yeah, you gotta make it bigger than that.
Yeah,
and make it as big as you can make it. You know what? So we just finished reading the first paragraph of Rav Moshe. I'm not going to read it again. It goes bigger, bigger. That's it.
Good.
Good. Then we're going to read this now. Good. Fine. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Good. Oh, yeah. Lights. It's like in the movie theater. That's it. All right. Everyone can see it now? Big. Is big enough in the back? Okay. B'nicha b'mashe v'yishami p'sachim shumaka dinzel girsis atur isa Hadain the oval chuvitz, uvadata mecha cooper, so mevar psisin. We saw the gears in the grow. Psisin. Psisin. Some of the gears are pisas. It also means psisin. Okay? Why? Dafka psisin meachaticha shorobag mina oser. Velo pasa gadola. Metam should be artisan. Meredith. And he calls it earlier in the Rishami, seems to indicate exactly the same thing. Fine. Says Rav Moshe, Ach mi sherotza lahachmir, shelo lechol kol hapas, shoyal al shulchan shel machol gvina im boso lehepuch, av she'ein bo chashash ladina, yesh bo malo laharchoki yaseiru. You know what's going on? It'll be a big, nice, an admirable chumrah to have a different loaf of bread. Or, in our purposes, if you have a challah, and the challah was used in the flesh of Gesud on Shabbos, it would be an admirable chumrah not to use that exact same challah for your milchik of Malav Malka, for example. Okay? Where do you get it from? Zeel Kavonis Hagos Oshri, you gotta get the Rosh Hatavis, Rebbe Osai. Hagos Oshri Bechulin, Shekosav Mitzvah Ben Amuvchar, Achol Gvidim Osad Echol Bozat Zorz, Ha'avim El Shulchan, Alechem Echol Amachan Shalom, Mezvah El Shulchan. Ayin Shalom. Well, yes, the kasha. The kavanoso af the pasa gadola. The ain't no midin ayushalmi the sham. The sham was din mamish. The sham was a din. Eh, kosha rak mitzvah na mufka. That's your kasha. Ramoshes. Avalu svaras atzmo. Shekeven shalachaticha shachal imo agvina. Iko iser. Shayach. Sheyem mitzvah na mufka. Al kol apas. Shehoya ala shulchan, Rabbi Shenz and Shiva, Adkan. Meredik! It's Gavaldik! Rabbi Shenz and Gavaldik and Din. It's a great, we love it, because it's a big cooler for us. That you have the challah you had for a flesh of a meal. You don't have to get rid of it if you want to eat milk, because you can use the exact same challah. Obviously, if you got your hands, if you put your flesh hands on it, you can't use it, that'd be that, you understand. But the average person didn't do it that way. And if you're allowed to use it according to Rabbi Moshe, but if you have sliced pieces, crumbs, you may not for the milk. Everyone with me so far? This is mamish, a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's only one problem. Whenever Rabbi Moshe makes his suggestions, you have to look it up and see if it's really true. Now Gos Hoshi is not really a primary source. Right? Who's he quoting? Azaruah. Can I bother you get me the Azaruah? You can get that? Azaruah is a Rishon. If you have to look at the Rishonim, we need people who are. We have to get someone who knows his way around this thing quickly. Because we have to. On the Rishonim, I would say it's. Sifri Halacha. Sifri Halacha Rishon. You need to find his path. Sifri Halacha. No, high. Right there. Rishon. Or Azaruah should be there. That's it. Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Simon Tuf Samch. Keep going. Yeah, keep going. It's way. Tuf Samch. Tuf Samch is. Where's Tuf Samch?
It's
Bosa Bachalov. Where is it? You can find it. Bosa Bachalov. Oh, yeah, I see. The first one, Tuf Samch. No? Second one. First one. Second one, it's Tuf Samch.
Wow.
No, you had it before.
I had it?
You had it. There, I think. Click this. Click that. Tough sock. Click that. There you go.
We're in good shape.
Whoa. Good. Got better. Okay. Very good. So here's the Arz HaRuah, which is the source, Rabbi Osai, of the Hagos Ashri. All right. So let's just see if we can find confirmation of Rabbi Moshe in the words of the Arz HaRuah, or I'm afraid, I won't say the other half of the word. We'll see if we can find confirmation on that. Okay, well, let's read this. Let's take a look, let's see together where he says it. Tov Sam was a very long thing. Very long. Here we go, he's found. Here's the word bits. See? Everyone's following me? Yes.
What are we trying to, what are you saying again? We're trying to find
confirmation. Rav Moshe was attempting to say that the Oros HaRuah said mitzvah and amufcha had nothing to do with Yerushalm. Yerushalm is a din. That's talking about the psisim, the crumbs. And there was and I go Ash and HaRuah, I say a nudin on the Svaras Atzmo. Even the loaf, the big loaf, the Mikra din, you don't have to remove and put a different one on for Milchitz. No, the Chatchila should do that also. That's what we're looking for, to see if in the original source the Yerushalmi and the Mitzvah and Mufchar are the same or not. We'll see. Umitzvah and Mufchar. Hecha Shachal Gvina Rosa Lechal Basar. Sorech lahave me ala shulchan alechem v'chol amacholam shul min agvina ala shulchan v'chakach yavi basa v'yachal. Here's the big words. Ki da amar b'psachim perek el advarim in Yerushalmi. Tani. And it gives you the whole Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says, the famous Yerushalmi, and the achol chubas v'dat lemechal kippar sorech lemever the piste pirish. I didn't talk about Pesach and Chagi, we're not discussing that right now. Same thing is true. Yesh lomo, sh'ochol cholav v'gvina, v'rotz achakach lechol basar. Sorech lahavir cholav v'gvina v'lechem v'cholam acholim, sh'olim ala shulchan v'chakach yavi basar v'yocha. Chen misi b'yusham mizachan, etc. I love the tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a godol ador mamish. Nonetheless, judge for yourself. No? Those, you have trouble reading them? Can you read in the back? It's big enough? See, somebody's squinting. Are you able to see?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says beferish that his mitzvah ben amufchur is based upon the Yerushalmi. And he throws the word in, even throws in the word in lechem. What can I tell you? It's a problem. Seems to be against Rav Moshe. What do you do with mitzvah and mufchar? So I saw in the new Shulchan Aruch, the what do they call it? The Oz Vahada Shulchan Aruch. They call Shulchan Aruch HaMavuah. They say, "Nu, we have no choice but to say that the word mitzvah and mufchar and the Oz HaRuah and the Agos Ashri is a little bit lav dafka. It's a real din. It's also not so satisfactory. Mitzvah and mufchar is not a mitzvah and mufchar, not a real din." But what can I tell you? Rav Moshe's pshat does not seem to fit with the original source, which is the Oros HaRuah, which seems to indicate that this din is not a separate din which is said from Svara, but rather it's the very self same din based upon the Yerushalmi. What can I tell you? Especially the gears of Piste, which means the entire pass. More than that, Rav Osai, there's an interesting proof to this from a Ramah, and of all places, you're not going to believe this one. You're not going to do it. Huh? Where? How'd you get it? Hilchos Shavuos. Very good. Hilchos Shavuos. Everyone knows that minig of Hilchos Shavuos, ever such a minig exists. You know what the real, we don't do that. That's why you can't, most of us don't do that. The original minig of Milchix, yeah, in order to have, they couldn't shecht in our Sinai. Yeah, all the kids come up from kindergarten with all the various answers. You look at the Ramon, this tells you why? Shtei Alechem, very good. Shtei Alechem. What kind of Shtei Alechem? You start off with Milchix, you bring out one loaf, and then you serve Fleshix, you gotta bring out another loaf. Come on, Rav Moshe, you don't have to. Use the same loaf. Now we can answer by saying it's a mitzvah ben amufchur. But the impression is conveyed in the Ramon and Hilchos Shavuos, Tav Tzadi Dal of Naruch Chaim, is an absolute requirement. So it's not so push it. It's not so push it. Yes, I'm sorry.
Couldn't it be a chiluk anyways, based on the way people act at the table nowadays? They don't really use their hands to pull off from the bread, but it could be that they start
mugging. Maybe they use a knife, you say.
Right.
Well, we're going to see soon about knives, so you can't say that they had no knives in those days.
No, not that they had no knives, but meaning it was more common that people would pull off.
So if you have these pull-away challahs, you know these loose style pull-away challahs? Huh? Yeah, these pull-away challahs. We have back to the challah of America. Yes, yes, Toby.
We're afraid that people are going to come to eat the crumbs that were from the milk exposed to the meat meal.
That's correct. That's the fear. That's the fear. And those crumbs are dirty because you had to touch it with your quote-unquote milchik hands. Okay? Yes, I'm listening.
What is the rule of additional shofar? Say why then is it different from the
shofar? I don't have a good answer. So they do shofar aruch suggested in the back. Lav dafka. It doesn't really mean mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It means you should do it. It's not going to be a terror. That's the worst. Not the worst aveira in the world. Not the worst aveira in the world. Okay, we all agree to that. But nonetheless, you get an impression that this is a serious situation. And it's discussed a little bit in the sefer called the Dakei Tshuva, which is a must sefer. We learn these things. Sifkaton Nun. And he quotes the sefer Vikuach Mayim Chayim. Interesting name, no? Written by the Maral's brother on the Torah Schatas. You want the Torah Schatas? The Ramah. Sure that doesn't. Okay. B'medinas Poland. Reisi kama b'nei adam asher ein lehem ochlin harbe. V'koshe b'neiam lachtoch od pas sholem. I don't like this Polish custom. They would use the same big loaf first for the loaf and for flesh. I don't like it. You touch it with your hands. For a royal look of kolapas, I just took a slice it in the middle. This is the Vikuach Mayim Chayim against Reb Moshe. Interestingly, in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, who was very famous for not accepting Reb Moshe's kulas, even though he's a New York rabbi, yeah, I think even born and bred in New York, certainly lived most of his life in New York. Reb Moshe was the God of Ador. Of course, Reb Moshe all the time and argues, usually the Chumrah against Reb Moshe. But here, somehow, I guess for some reason, in Bari HaShulchan, fills with. Anyone has Bari? Oh, you need someone to check up on me. Simon Pei Tes, Siv Katan, Sadi Tes. Towards the end page, Ayin Beis, Shurei Pas, he quotes Reb Moshe approvingly. Okay? He likes Reb Moshe. Okay? Then he wants to know, what about Shar Macholim Stomiim? The modern Hebrew word for parva is Stami. Like, who have left in there? Is that true? In Eretz Yisrael, called Stami? Yosef? Ever heard that word? Called parva, right? Peresh Vavav Hey, parva. Okay. Whatever it is, you can call it any name you want. We know what it really means. Neither middle hits nor fleshes. Okay? She'ochlin b'meshach asuda kesalat v'chadoma. What's salat? Very good. Okay. Nira, says the Bari HaShulchan. Shetoli ba'ofen l'kichosim in akara. Shemunachaba. How do you take the salad off the bowl? Out of the bowl. Shem ba'otlin b'mazleg o b'kav shulchan bo sudaso. You use your fork or your spoon that you're eating milchiks with. And you put it into the salad. Forget about it. Because maybe it's some milchik on it. But if it's a separate fork and spoon for salad, I think today that's most common, right? You just have a salad. I know my wife puts a salad bowl on the table, has its own separate, you know, funny size, you know, big size usually. You know what I'm talking about? This special spoon with a special kind of a funny fork with some a whole zach. That's used for the salad only, for nothing else. Then he's passing in like a mosha. Mutter lechla nishim amin kenegdo. Because you're not going to use your hands. The suggestion was made that you don't use hands for bread today either, but that's not how true that is. You put their hands on. What do you say? If you want to grab a hold of the challah and slice it, you grab it with gloves? Gloves? I was in the middle of a whole tumble last night. There's a bris taking place this week. Someone laid some of my shul. And they wanted that the moel should wear gloves for hygienic reasons. And the moel originally said yes, and then he said no. He doesn't want to wear gloves because it gives a bad image. Gloves, it's some kind of a medical procedure, really a mitzvah. Back and forth, a hint and a hair that they changed the moel. Don't ask. Okay. So gloves. Who wears gloves when they cook? Who in this room wears gloves when they hold onto the challah in order to cut it? I notice in the bakeries now, by the way, if you go to a bakery, well, can I have a challah? They hold it with gloves. Do you see that? Who has ever gone to a bakery to buy a challah yet? Do they wear gloves or not? Yeah. When I grew up, believe me, they weren't even dreaming about gloves. They didn't exist, these latex gloves. They didn't happen. They weren't invented yet. Yeah, so.
When you're cutting challah off, so you just wash your hands with something on your hands anyway.
That's the first cut. That's the first cut. But what often happens is you cut challah. Excuse me? Can you slice some more challah? Oh, I see the challah from the basket is gone. I want to slice some more. I don't wash my hands. I don't put on gloves. I got to tell the truth. I don't know, maybe you do. You're a better man than I. Yes, sir.
Aren't you using a fork and a knife when you're eating? So you're not necessarily touching.
I would hope that my hands are generally, if I may use the expression, parf. You know, I'm eating fish with my hands apart. I would hope so, and I try to use a fork and a knife and a spoon, etc. I mean, try to keep the halachas of Emily Post and all the other things. But once in a while, it can happen that, you know, things get a little bit slimy. It can happen. I'm not it's happened sometimes. Yes, sir. Well, there's nothing wrong if I put the salad on my steak, as long as I get the spoon and the fork and I'm holding the salad together, don't touch the steak.
So someone has to ask, you still have to be mad with that, obviously.
You know, it seems to me that if you are following the Rebbe's and Emily Post, that you would not have your salad, spoons, and forks touch the steak. Would anyone disagree with that statement? Bucky and Post, Halacha? Helpless Post, Rabbis and Emily. We try to do that. Okay, at kind of say part one of today's shiur. Good. Now we start part two. Part two, we'll start with the Dibur Chamudos, because I like everyone to see things inside. And then we'll turn our attention to the throne that we have. Okay? Again, we're in the Dibur Chamudos Lamed Beis. We'll see what he quotes. Kosev Arashva Bitshuva Simon Ayan Zayan. The also lechel gvina al mapa shochna al basar. Why? The nidbak hamachal arishon b'mapa. Let's say the cheese got stuck onto the tablecloth. V'chozer b'nidbak b'machal hasheni. And then the meat gets stuck to the tablecloth. Stop right there. Tshuva Arashva. This Tshuva Arashva is found in the Shulchan Aruch, the next line, "Va'asru lechol gvina al mapa, she'achlu ba basar." Okay, the hepachaser, obviously. What are you afraid about? You put cheese on the tablecloth. You finish the cheese. Next thing you know, you put the meat on the tablecloth. Rabbi, say, raise your hands. What do you want to tell me? Come on. That's an obvious point over here. Yes. No, that means it could still be a little bit. What? Plates! Now I need an honest answer, Abosai. We're approaching election day. And we have to be for honesty, right? How many people put either fleshik or milchika food directly on the tablecloth or the table without a plate? Be honest, Abosai. I won't hold it against you. I want honesty. So, by honest sheer, nobody raised their hand. So the Pischei Tshuva talks about this. There were some people like that in those days as well. The Pischei Tshuva over here is Sivkot and Ches. Ein Divrei the Radvaz. Ein Divrei Harav the Ramo, or the Mechaber rather. Elok Shayu Menichen Abbas Vagvina Alamapo. and put it straight on the tablecloth. Oz yesh lacha shema yidbeku zebeze. Aber menogenu lahavi kol machal al shulchan bekaros. Think plates is a 21st century invention? The Radvaz in the 5th and the 16th century already had plates. Woo! Plates. Hilkoch. Afilu lo says the chobas arash, chumras arashba, which is again from the Rashba. So you'd say, okay, so there's no problem, right? Well. Behipu chamapo lechud uvasoras apsis and sagi. It's enough to put the tablecloth upside down. What? What's he saying? If the logic is correct, you shouldn't have to put it upside down. Because it's what's going on over here? What's happening? What happened? He started this way and he ended up that way. What's going on? I understood it means as follows. Hippuch works even without a ka'ara. And the ka'ara is only required mi'chumra, not mi'dina. But if you have a ka'ara, you shouldn't need hippuch at all. That's how I read the Radvaz. I don't have the full Radvaz in front of me. Those who want to look up the Radvaz on the Bar Ilan can. It tells exactly where it is. The Radvaz is Chelik Beis Siman Tashcha. But for the moment, I don't have it, so we'll just give it that interpretation. It's interesting that Mogan Avraham said they used to launder the tablecloth. You put it in the laundry. Those they didn't have washing machines in those days. They had their boards, you know, they would do the laundry. So it was a fleshy tablecloth, they did the laundry and washed it. Not going to be used for melech, it's very nice. What if it's made from what they call in Eretz Yisrael nylon? It's a very common, nylon is a very broad term. So what does nylon mean? Many things. It's complete plastic, synthetic, a smooth, not a garment like made from cloth. It's hard. You rinse it with a sponge or something like that.
Hard plastic,
right? All these things. What's the deal in that kind of a case? So I saw in the new Shulchan Aruch, came out in Eretz Yisrael, they say it's enough to take a little, sponge, clean it off, or take this. Look at the surface. Does anybody admit to eating off a table with a surface like this in the house? When my kids were young, we only had that table. Anything else could become a disaster. So we had a breakfast table where they ate all week long. It was like this, mamish, this kind of a surface. Has anyone ever visited my son Yehuda? Listen. In his house, that's the same table. The table that he has in his kitchen, that table the kids ate at, and fought at, and yelled at, and climbed at, that's that same table, which he had made for us, which is of this kind of hard material, like much like this. And we put the food there, we're supposed to use plates, but still, so we take a little, my wife would always be taking that sponge or something like that and cleaning it off. It was, in those days, there were plenty of stuff, despite the official need for plates. There's plenty to clean off. Fall off the plates, over the plates, no plates, whatever, you name it. That's a different kind of a situation. You have to clean it. Yeah.
What was Rebbe's understanding of how the Radvaz understood the issue?
And the Radvaz says if you have a kara, it's no problem. V'chule. And then all of a sudden at the end, he's talking about hippokamapa. So what did hippokamapa for? You have a kara, you shouldn't need hippokamapa. You found the Radvaz?
No.
So look it up in Barilam if you want. Yeah.
Rebbe was giving an explanation of how he understood it, because if the logic were true.
So yeah, if the plate is enough, we have to need hippoch for. Yes, I'm sorry.
If you do hippoch hamapa, isn't that's even more than moving to see someday?
Right? I think so.
So why both then?
I don't know. I think it's just a chumrah. Okay. Comes along the Bari HaShulchan and says the custom is, Rebbe Hosai, to have a separate tablecloth, even though we have plates. He quotes this Radvaz, okay? And he says as follows, and I unfortunately I didn't look it up, but I take comfort in the words of the holy Bari HaShulchan. He says, if you have using plates, listen carefully, there's no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. You don't have to worry about it. So you don't even need to turn it upside down. Okay, near das Radvaz, raise your dal on the bottom. Gives an impression you have to have both on plates and hippuch. He's saying no, it had to be that. Again, I'm somebody will go print it out for me for tomorrow's shir. If you don't mind, then we'll see it inside. I'll share with everybody that there must be something in the vechule which indicates this. Yes, sir.
Couldn't it be that if he was worried about things spilling from a plate, it happens all the time that stuff spills from a plate, so therefore you would have to flip the tablecloth just to make sure that it's not...
but even if it spills, I'm not eating the tablecloth. I'm only eating on a plate. So who cares if something spilled? Let's say I have milk and it spills. And I have flesh and it spills. You know what? The tablecloth is tripping. Who's ever eaten the tablecloth in his life? So what's your question?
So you can have even French fries balls up on the tablecloth
and
pick it back up.
Ah, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a good question. You had pizza. And the pizza fell on the table. Meisim b'chol yom. Okay? And then, okay, good. Next time, the French fries, which is, let's say, a meat French fry, or a piece of salami, fell on the table, and you pick it up and eat it also. That's true. That could happen. That's what he calls over here, chashasha rechoka in lochash lokla. Maybe with little children, it's not a chashasha rechoka, perhaps. But, yes, sir?
I mean, also, it's also like on a case-to-case basis, because even if a French fry falls, the chances are that the French fry that you were picking up wasn't even hot enough to...
Not a question of heat over here.
Why not?
We're not talking about blia. We're talking about actual particles of meat and dairy, or vice versa. Particles. Not the pashas. We'll see soon about heat. On a simple level, we're discussing an issue of contact. Now, it's true that the bach is machmir, and the bari ashulchan, those who have a look it up, please. Quotes the Radvaz. Okay, but the Bach is Machmir. Why? Because the Bach has a whole different vart against me. That wouldn't be the first or last time. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, just on that point, if we're honing in on like particles and whatnot, so what real difference does it make? I mean, it's not even like in the case that the shop that we were talking about before, when actual pieces maybe were touching each other, whether they're pulling, you know, washing off or something like that, there it makes sense to have a discussion as to, you know, how the rubbing of particles or something will make a difference one on the other. We're talking about particles on a tablecloth and now I touch it, like, what are we worried about here, really? It's not like going to get...
No, in the olden days when they had no plates, it was obvious we have to worry about it.
No, what I'm saying, but it's with the transfer of
particles. I put the salami on the table. Okay, no plates. Then I put the pizza on the table. So the pizza has some a little bit of salami, either a little oil, salami oil, if I use that expression, or a little tiny crumb of salami. That's obvious. No plates, I understand it very well. Here's the vart, Rabosai. The bach is, what about you just said? Shakara rosachas shalbasar tebolas migvina shiidbek b'mapo. That's the vart, Rabosai. Heat. 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 And if you're worried about heat, that's a major problem. Of course, the question becomes, you're such a good svar, but worried about heat. How can the Radvaz not worried about heat?
Well, I think heat is less to be worried about.
Oh, okay. But the Bach was worried about heat. Yes?
Wait, but can't we argue the same thing by Lepas Rishon, the Klisheni?
That's the answer. Yeah, the Klisheni. The Radvaz says, Klisheni, there's no belia. Not only that, it's most likely less than yad so lettuce bowl. By the time it gets to the table, it's probably not too hot to touch. Now, take a quick look. We're not going to go into this now. It's going to come up later in the shiurim. But since the Biurim quotes it, simen kuf hei siv beis. It's on your makoros at the very, very end. But we're going to see it now just for a minute to see the connection over here. Simen kuf hei amosai siv beis. Chom shel kli rishon sheyat so lettuce bo mevashel v'osa kulo. In order for there to be a transfer of taste, it has to be number one in the kli rishon. We discussed kli rishon back on the kuf dalam and base, a vessel which is or was on the fire. What does it mean yat so lettuce bo? We discussed this also a long time ago, very beginning. It's not hot, too hot to touch. It's considered cold. Okay. V'yesh omer shegam ke eno mafav lo mavliya. So not only is it relevant in Hilchos Shabbos, Tam Avashel, but it's also relevant in Hilchos Taruvus. You can't have transference of taste. Yesh Omrim, There was another Yeshomim. The Mikomakom who mafru mavlia v'osik de klipa. Some say that there actually is a prohibition in klisheni. Says the Beyur Matzamachol to Bach and the Radvaz. The first opinion is the Radvaz, and the second opinion is the Bach. Very nice. It fits it very, very beautifully. What about this idea of less than yad soletispo? That's not found in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's only a problem if it's yad soletispo. Less than that is nothing to talk about. Well, look quickly in the Pesach Tshuva Vav in the first line, just to see it in one line. Kli Rishon Shiyad Soletispo. Ayin Shach Hey. Shacholek Al Maharshal. He's always against everybody, right? We had the Marshal yesterday, we had the Marshal twice against the Mechal Ben Ramo, right? Didn't we not? Once a Chumah, once a Kula. Well, here's Machmir too. The Marshal says, Shemachmir Av She'ein Yad Soletizbo. The Shach is not happy, to say the least. So it could be that the Bach holds like the Marshal also. This is very possible. As a matter of fact, the Beirurim quotes the Bach, in fact, in Simon Kuf Hei, the Shach quotes, a klisheni is mafudu mavliya. And you get the impression that even less than Yatza let us vote. Again, he's quoting the Bach and Simon Kuf Hei. So the Bach is l'shitoso. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that less than Yatza let us vote is not mafudu mavliya. So therefore we should be mekil. Nonetheless, the custom is not to use the same tablecloth for milk and for meat. Adkan in the biurim on both sides. Yes, sir.
Even if it's a cliche, it's not. I mean, if it's a cliche, the vasher and so that's, but it's not the rachbishul over here.
Right.
So the chashash over here is
won't be a daraisa. No daraisa.
Yeah, but if it's rabbonah, there's no rachbishul. It's
true. It's true. What you're saying is absolutely correct. But since there is some kind of a taste, even if it is not a basa b'chol of daraisa, we're machmir to make sure to try to stay as far as we can away from this kind of a possibility. This is what it says. Beautiful pshat in the biurim. The Bach is l'shitosa. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Yes.
So halacha l'maaseh, as I mean, we saw in Sifal in Pizayin that if there's no issue the rice, it's mutter the bishul.
Mutter. It's mutter b'hanov. It's not the rice. All this is true. But l'chatchila we are marchik, even if there's no possibility of a d'oraisa. That's what it says over here. I think it's clear. Let's go back, Rabbosai, to the Divrei Chamudos, because we always like to start from the Gemara itself, at least something printed in the Gemara. Yes, sir?
What about the hold that
meat could be a Klirishon? Ooh, wah! Did you hear what you just said? Wow, was that a wise comment? That was a very wise comment. He says, aren't there posts that say that meat is always like a Klirishon because it's a salad? What is that known as in the Shabbos? Dover Gush. Who learned Gush over here? Anyone learned Gush? Oh, so you're Dover Gush. Everybody said. Gush makes it in. So the other yeshivas never made it into our parlance. I never heard of Dover Shalavim. I never can in here. But Dover Gush gets into our vocabulary. We discuss it again and again and again. It's not an advertisement. But the Maisa. It's repeated over and over again. Dover Gush, which is a solid. And there are many poskim who maintain, and of course, you can already guess who said it, the Marshal, of course. And he's the one always, I don't use the word troublemaker, but he's the only one you know what I mean. Okay, so the Marshal wants a poskim, that Dov or Gush, which is sitting in a plate, which is klisheni, has a status of klirishon, and the explanation is based on a toisus in Shabbos. And I have to say, I was going to put on this one, I forgot. Look down in the way down in the Marah Makomas, please. You see in the second group of Marah Makomas, on line number 6, it says, Gemara Mimma Mebeis, Pamachas Nuknasti, and Mavashal, please look up the Tosfos there, on that line, Tosfos, the Ramaskal Ushmamina. It's a very important source which was left out. I mean, it comes up in the Chavos Das anyway, but I want you to see it in the original. Line 6 of the second group. I asked you Gemara and Shabbos Memem and Beis. I want to add Tosfos de Ramaskil Ushmamina Vav Shin Mem. I meant to put on this morning and I forgot. So the other things I forgot too in this long list, but that's one of them. Okay, so put it down. Yes.
If dairy falls on a meat tablecloth, you can't really see any pieces of meat on the tablecloth. Is it powered out, or are you can assume that?
No, a bit of yavin, I think everything's okay. If you don't see anything at all, but we're talking about the chatchilas over here. So that's your question. Meat, according to the Marshal, is always going to have the status of a kli rishon. That's a very good question. That's an excellent question. For that matter, cheese too. Cheese also a salad if it came from a hot pot, you know, if it did. So it's a good question, and we will be discussing Dovah Gush at great, great length. As soon as we get through into the next part of these Marma Comas, right away, Dovah Gush is going to come up over and over and over again. For the moment, let's put it on hold. Thank you very much for a good comment. Okay, we'll see all these things as we go. B'siyata d'shmai. Back to the Dibur Chamud. Thank you for that good comment. Dibur Chamud is Lamed Beis. He keeps quoting one din after another. Then he says as follows: V'koshkein she'osur lachtoch pas b'saken she'ochlin bo boser a fleshig a knife v'lechol pas yemagmina it's a pas of milchix. Why? Mishum shuman hanidbak b'saken. Rabosai, in those days the typical knife was dirty. And if it was dirty from the gravy, the grease, if you will, of the fleshik, and now you slice the challah, that's a fleshik challah. You can't have it with butter. Not allowed. And the reverse is also true. And let's see how it's found in the Well, let's see it over here first before we even see the Shulchan Aruch. We'll have Chazar. The rest of this Divrei Chamud is Lamed Beis, a quotation of the Rambam. What does he say? He says like this: Chos the Rambam Kenet Rabbi Oser in Kinocho Asakin Kincho Asakin Tchila Heite Venotzu Bekarka Kosher Mudalach Lepo Apas Ad Kan Kinocho Yisrael Tav Shnei Sakinim Velirshom Echad Mem Shiei Lo Heker. Oh, isn't that amazing? It refers you back to the first parak and a little bit later on as well. We can have to get to that a little bit later. Let's see in Shulchan Aruch the Chaza, as advertised by the Divrei Chamuda. So the Mechaber says, Kol Shkein also lachto gvina filo tzonenes b'pesachin shavigil lachto b'basar lona filo pas shokman b'gvina. Also, lachlan b'saka shakol b'basa, v'chein lepech navi also. Miu, adek niitza b'karka kosha shari, adlo kol nogu kol Yisrael, liosem shnei sakinim, v'lirshem achamiyem shiilu heker, nogu lirshem shakola, v'ein lishanos minig Yisrael. So the Rambam says exactly what the Divrei Chamud said he would say. It's all here. Fine. I hear two knives. Okay, two knives. It's interesting. What'll happen, b'di'evit? The guy mamash, he cut milchus with a fleshik knife. So the Pri Chodesh says, again, none of you, all of you have it, but some of you do. It's in Kodesh Chavdalet. It's aser even b'di'evit, unless you know for a fact that it is, in his words, mekunach yafe. What does mekunach yafe mean? Translate, please. Well wiped down, I guess. All right, if I may use that expression. Interestingly, the Darkei Tshuva. Now it's important to know when the Darkei Tshuva lived. Very, very important. Darkei Tshuva was put out originally by the Munkacher Rebbe. The Munkacher Rebbe, Tzvi Hirsch Shapira. He was the father of the perhaps more famous Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Alozer, who was his son. And I can't tell you when it was written, maybe 100 years ago, I'm guessing. On this Sharblat, doesn't tell you a date. It was reprinted in 1976, that we know, but that obviously it came out much earlier than that. This Munkacher Rebbe passed away already in the 20s or 30s, the latest.
30s.
Huh? In the 30s?
So he was married in
31
and he passed away a couple years ago.
One sec, hold on. You mean, that's a son of law, no?
Probably.
Pardon?
I was the son-in-law.
Sorry, what?
The son-in-law of the Munkatcher, of the last Munkatcher Rebbe, was Nifter recently.
Son-in-law of the Munkatcher Rebbe.
In other words, the Rebbe's name is Shapiro.
Right, and the son-in-law of the Munkatcher Rebbe was Baruch Rabinowitz.
Son-in-law.
Rabinowitz. Yeah.
Rabinowitz, the son-in-law of his son. Tzvir Shapiro had a son, the Minchas Alozer, and he had a son-in-law, Rav Baruch Rabinowitz, who was once the Rebbe of Chulon, who lived. It's a fascinating life story. Absolutely fascinating. His life story is mind boggling, but I mean it, but not exaggeration. Mind boggling, but not for now. I can't get it out of my yard today. One day we'll sit around until lunch, we'll talk, I'll tell you some of the stories of the. You know what they used to call him? No. I don't want to say it on the tape. The name they had for him, which is not complimentary. Yeah?
I don't want to go off, but I just kind of have a question of what we said before about sticking the knife into the carcass.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into that now because the knife, it's an abrasive. The carcass is an abrasive. As an abrasive, it's able to remove grease, which is hard to remove otherwise. It's exactly what I'm going to tell you right now. It says the Daka Tshuva as follows. Listen carefully. The word Eino Mekunach is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Open up your Shulchan Aruch. The Simen Tzadi Vav Sifal. Give a look. The word Eino Mekunach is not a recent invention. Rabbi Yosef Karo had this expression. Simen Tzadi Vav Sifal in the Shulchan Aruch. The beginning. Snoro silka shechotchem v'sakan shabasa ben yomo o she'eino mekunach. That's the expression. O she'eino mekunach. Says the Shach Gimel. The stoma hashamnunis korush alponov. If you didn't wipe it down, in all likelihood, there is grease on the face of the knife, on the blade of the knife. Okay. Comes along the Darkei Tshuva with the following comment. That was only Saki Nehem in the olden days. Shlohoyam Mekunochim v'nekiyim Karoy. Abol Sakinim Shalanu in the modern era. Shadakom Lenaklos Heitev. V'yein shum shumon davik behem, havi kishar kelim. U'me'at the yovin ha'mora me'atzmo, lodun b'chol b'zeh ha'kol efi mekomo v'shato. Okay? Lo kol hazmanim shavim b'zeh. Some places are very careful with the knives, some places they're not so careful. Right? Yamora Eina Barosh Lidrosh Al Zeh. End of the Darkei Tshuva Simen Tzadivov Sivkot and Dal. Today we have running hot water with sinks and dishwashers and soap and scouring pads and whatever else you have. Our knives typically have no grease on them. If in your house it exists, it's not being run the way most homes are run. I don't want to have anything against the lady who has a little bit of a not such a nice house. You know, everyone can run it their own way. I have no capatis. But what I've seen around, I've been around a little bit, in most homes today, the typical knife is clean. And therefore, the din will change. The din will change. At least b'di'evit, Rabbi Osai. B'di'evit. You took a fleshik knife, took butter, and buttered your bread. You can eat it. Because typically, the knife in your, is an expression of some homes, this house, you can eat off the floor. Now, not many homes are that necessarily true. But in most homes, I believe today, the knife is free of any residue. And therefore, b'di'evit, you buttered your bread with a fleshik knife, which is clean, it's permissible to eat it. Adka. Yes, sir?
Why would a knife be any different than any other utensil, like a fork or...
A knife has more, a greater tendency to accumulate grease because of the way it slices and the way it is. For various reasons. We'll see soon how other kelim are going to be treated momentarily. Yes, sir?
So, the sandwich is okay to eat, but what about the knife? What do you have to do to the knife to make it flavorless again? I mean, you use the meat knife.
So you have to be very careful in how you rinse it off.
You should be careful. Don't put hot water on it right away, because the hot water may drive the butter into the flesh of your knife. You first get rid of it, whatever you can, with your hand, with a napkin or something, and then you put it into lukewarm water with some soap. Yeah, have to be careful how you wash it.
You just basically rinse it with not
first you
water.
Rinse it, get rid of all the residue, and then you can wash it
in
the regular way.
Yeah.
Now, Rabbeinu said we speak about two knives. What's the source for there are two knives? They tell you, in my Shulchan Aruch, at least in mine, they tell you the sources. But do you have the Rambam sources in the new Shulchan Aruch? When the Rambam says two knives, I'll be right back over here. Simon, pay test. Two knives. What's the source for the Rambam? For Nagel, call Yisrael. Do you have do you have more sources? Anybody tells you a source? Darkei Moshe Shem. Okay. Darkei Moshe Shem. Okay. Those with Simon Sadi Aleph Oz Beis. That's what it is. Shekein Masha Begemara Chulin Chesem Ad Beis Uverashi Dirimas Lekeim. That's why you should read in your Marma Komas. I put the Gemara Rabos in Chulin Chesem Ad Beis. Let's turn to Chesem Ad Beis and see what it says. And we'll have to investigate a little bit more what the Rambam said. Chesem Ad Beis, Rabos. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav. So we asked to see. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav. Hatabach, what's a tabach, Rabos?
Butcher.
Sarach Shlosha Sakinin. Whoops. Not two, but three. Why three? Echad Sheshokhe Bo, Achad Shemechatach Bo Boso, Achad Shemechatach Bo Chalovim. I should have one and first do Boso, then Chalovim. Zerah Shemechatach Chalovim, which is Treif. Vachakach Boso. You require two. It's a hekero. You're not going to make a mistake. Ad kan rabosai, the gemara daf chesem et beis. Look at the Rashi. Hekero. That's what was just quoted. What does Rashi say? Hekero slay. Osa bo simen. That's the simen that we are with. That's the Rashi. Rambam got his idea of the scratch to make a simen from this gemara with Rashi. But why need three? So whoever has a pre chodesh, please look at the back. If you don't have it, you'll have to just rely on my reading. But some of you have it in the back. Who has a Shulchan Aruch with a pre chodesh in the back? Does the green one have it or does not have it? What do we decide? Green does not have pre chodesh? Does green have Chav Chavas Das? I hope so. What? Green has a pre chodesh? Does? Some of them. I don't know if it's maybe just selected ones. But does it have Chavas Das, the green one? No, I think that's all. That's all Chavas Das. I kept putting my Makomas Chavas Das. It's a big, all the Makomas. I'm sure, I'm pretty sure the green one has it. Yeah. That has it. Chavas Das. Yeah. Every good Shulchan Aruch has a Chavas Das. Should have pre-Chodesh too, for that matter. But not everyone has it, I have to be honest with you. But I'm going to read you the pre-Chodesh. If you have it in the back of your Shulchan Aruch, the pre-Chodesh of Osai, Sif Koton Chof Dalet. A brief read. Of the Prichodesh Pei Tes Chof Dalet, so makes the following brief comment: Hamedaktim Yeshlem Shlosha Sakinim, Echad Shel Gvina, V'Echad Shel Basar, V'Echad Lachtach Bo Lechem Parv, U'Minig Nochon Hu. Three different knives: Fleshik, Milchik, and Parv. Now the Rambam said, but the Prichodesh quotes this idea. Later poskim say you need that knife to cut onions. Why onions? Why I pick on onions? Davacharif. If you use a fleshik knife, it becomes the whole thing becomes fleshik. We'll get to that. We get the simen tzadivav. Not up to that right now. Okay. So if you need a power of a knife in the house. Very good. That's our minute. Now. Fine. Good. Now. I want to discuss a very important minig, and the source for it in the Yoredeya is right here in the Siman. The real source is in Orach Chaim, but we're not learning Orach Chaim now. Take a look, it's on the Makoros in the Mishpatzo Zov Sivkot and Zion. It's line 3, Rabbosai. The last line. Ul'inyan lahagil kli mibasa l'chalav. Vodin l'labein usur. Woo! It's a pretty strong statement. You may not kasher from fleshix to milchix or vice versa. Where do you get it from? Just made a statement. Didn't quote any source. Well, they're looking Kuf Chaf Aleph. Okay, you're looking Kuf Chaf Aleph. Here they tell you on the side what to expect Kuf Chaf Aleph. The answer is nothing. Lo zachin lefi megadim al Kuf Chaf Aleph. Nebuch. We don't have it. But you can look in Simon Tov Kuf Tes in Aruch Chaim. He quotes that the Mogad Avraham has this minig, not to kasher from Pleshix to Milchix. You want to do it, you know what you do? You make a tray first. I like that. Wise guy. You make a tray. Or some would have it, they kasher for Pesach. Pesach, everything is tray. So if you want to kasher from Pleshix to Milchix, you do it for Pesach. That's the minig Yisrael. It's all based on the Mogad Avraham, Simon Tov Kuf Tes. Is this minig accepted by everybody? Nope. Sfarim have this? I'm just curious. Do you have a minute not to kasher from Pleshix to Milchix? Anybody? Yeah, I'm sorry.
So if you, let's say you don't know what it was. You lost the knife, you found it, you don't know if it was Milchix or Pleshix.
If you don't know what it is, that may be a different story, because you have no choice. What are going to do? You got to do something. But if you know what it is, they made a gzeira, a minig, not to do it. Now the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, right over here in Simon Peites. He's not a fan. Absolutely not. I'll read you his words. Pei Tes. Yesh mi sherot salomar. Shein lahagil kli shol bosa l'shol chol v'lehepech. Mitam shema lo yiyya lo rak kli echot. V'yagilena bi bosa l'chol v'chol v'lebosa. Bosa l'mitti. Make a mistake. Okay. V'chumre yisayrihi. Veinlanu lichzor gzeros midatenu. Wow, just like that, the Aruch HaShulchan. Take that, Mogad Avraham. Even the Mogad Avraham, Mr. Matov Kuftes, quotes Sikot Yon Aleph, quotes at some of the poskim are against this minig. But this minig, despite the Aruch HaShulchan, has absolutely been accepted. The whole world accepts this minig. Everybody, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Everybody quotes it. Yes. There were those who say you're allowed to kasher from Fleshix to Parv. It's quoted from the Marasham. This is the Biur. Again, for those who have the Bari HaShulchan, take a look where he quotes this. You'll find it over here on page Ayinvov, the last page of this Simen. He quotes the Minig, not the kasher from Fleshix to Milchix. It comes in Mogan Avron, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If you want to make a treif or chametz stick for Pesach, fine, good. Then he quotes over here the Marasham was Megil to go from Fleshik to Parva. What he calls it Stami. I don't understand, says the Berurah. Why? What's the difference? You'll still make a mistake. He doesn't. He's not happy. He's not a fan of the Marasham's kula. Either. Then he quotes, if it hasn't been used in 12 months, you can kasher it from Fleshix to Milchix. Why? Rely on the Chacham Tzvi, famous. After 12 months, the whole taste is gone. It doesn't answer at all. So even though we don't pass the Chacham Tzvi completely, we are not going to be machmir to kasher from Fleshix to Milchix after 12 months have elapsed. This was quoted over here from the Marasham, the first Marasham he doesn't like. The kasher with the parv. The second one, I think he seems to like. Shas Hatzchak, the poskim make. What's a Shas Hatzchak? Back to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a shiva about this too. That's the second shiva Rav Moshe that I asked you to see. Oh, here it is. You want to get me back, Rav Moshe? Can you do that for me? You already have Rav Moshe on the thing, right? Some tab.
It's
right?
The same one. Then me, I should be on the top tab.
Where? There it is. Now. Oh, let me press it.
Is it the same simon or is it different simon?
No, but I can get it, can I?
Here.
Not automatically. I want mem dalet.
I can do it.
Sorry. I thought it was like an automatic. We have to go back to the beginning.
Is it what?
Do
it this way?
I don't know. I can't tell you what to do it, how fast to do it. If you can do it, do it. If you can't, you can't. Rav Moshe was asked a certain question about mixed up, things got mixed up. And the question becomes, if they're all mixed up, they have a right to be lenient to make a kashering process.
Memdal?
Yeah, Chelik Aleph's in the Memdal. Oh, Memdal, is it right there? Yes, sir.
Is this issue only if you continuously re-kasher it, or is it even once? For example, you have...
Shouldn't we do it once?
Shouldn't you do it once?
No, this is written a long time ago. Yud Beis Kislev Tov Shin Dalet. Now we're talking 1943. Wow. Rav Moshe's earliest shiva was in this country. What happened? Beis Kapel Shishtamash Be Pesach Be Cholov. Using it for Pesach for Milchiks. But it's Avo Ben Kapel Chadoshes. They got mixed up the Milchik with new ones. For Rosh Hashanah Shishtamash Be Chol HaKapos The Macholi Bosa Be Chol HaShanah. Want to use it for Fleshes all year long. Mistapik im yesh bida minik shev yom ogan avram tim kat tav kuftes shem agilin mechol of lebasar. Wow. Goes back and forth. What do you say? So like this, skipping a lot of back. The two of cholov, the rest are new. Im lo yagal yem muchruf l'shtamish b'chol hakapos shel cholov, and he doesn't want to. Mistamed lo shayach osil l'misrach mach mashayiter. Why? The came in Matil Alade Tarovis got mixed up. Lo yuchal istapek b'kliyachod. You can't just want it. It's different. In this kind of a situation, Rav Moshe is saying that they got mixed up completely. It's permissible. It's permissible. Oh, now there's a little bit of a problem. Look at this now. It's Abu Rov Chadoshes, Batlu Barov. So can you stop using them? That's of Yeshlo Matirin. So the Efshe Bahagola. Oh, such a Moshe Harifus. Who rock him not the Hagola? Avlam Nes of the Hagola, like the Mogan of Rom. Hariya ain't no Matirin. So it's Batlu Barov. How do you like that? Amazing, Moshe. So Moshe, if it gets mixed in, there's room to be makel to do a hagolah from milchiks, whichever ones they are amongst the other 50 kalim, and use it for fleshiks henceforth. Where did the Ramogan Avraham get it from? He got it from the Gemara Bosei Chesem and Beis. That's the Mogan Avraham source. Let's open up again. We were here before. See again. Chesem and Beis. Let's see the source of the Mogan Avraham. He didn't make it up out of nowhere. Please turn. Chesem and Beis. Chesem and Beis. You need different knives, right? Two knives, one for chelev and one for basar. Why? You're afraid to first touch slice the chelev and the basar. Zok Rashi ve'acha kach yachtoch bo basar bebehema achas machmashu tor bebelachto v'yishkach v'lo yekanech v'asi lachlufi shal chalavim b'shal basar. He's going to get confused. Says the Mogan Avraham here too. He's going to get confused. The question, of course, becomes in that case, if he got confused, we also be the Eved. And here too, is what we call a Kedera Ben Yomo. In theory, he can answer be the Eved. The question, of course, becomes nowadays, Rabosai, our utensils are clean. They're clean. On a simple level, there wouldn't be any Issa B'di'evit. Nonetheless, the Minhag HaRamah to have two different knives has spread. Not only do we have two different knives, but what do we have, Rabbos? You know, from your own kitchen. What do we have? Everything too. This is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. Siman Pei Tes, Siv Tes Zayin. Aruch HaShulchan notes as follows. We're talking about Sakinin. And then he says as follows. He says, Ukaros kitanos ugdolos shalavayas shalbasa levavash shalcholavad yasu mishnei minu lehakeira shlo yischalef v'chein bekapos v'mazlegos v'chein kol hakelim etc. v'chein nagu kol Yisrael. Nobody in the world has one set of dishes or one set of flatware. In other words, even if you're using it for cold, we still don't have one set of flatware. Not even a coming attraction. You're not going to believe this at all. Yes?
What do you do about glasses?
Glass, good question. What about glasses? So, what about glasses? So there are those who have only one set of glasses, and they drink the deflation meal, and they drink from the milchik meal. It seems to me that the basis for that, we spoke about it already in our Chazar, we spoke about it quite a while ago, when it comes to glass, the only way it can go wrong is if you touch your lips on the exact spot where before you or someone else touched those lips out the other way, milk and meat. It's a rarity. The chances are really very small. So if it's used to cold, there's a meaning in many places to use the same glasses. It's a question whether that's a good idea, but that's the meaning in many places. It's something with the glass. I started saying before, Abbas Sai, that the issue of is a bit complex, as I said before. Now, there are those who are so strict, Rabbi Osai, they require a separate dishwashing towel. Right? After you wash dishes, you wipe your hands. There's one for fleishiks and one for milchiks. They shouldn't get the bleas confused there. I was eating the towel, but okay, but maybe one will come out to the other by mistake. And then for those who have these chumras, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing for those who have these chumras, but for those who don't. The different customs, different svaras, and people have in their kitchens. Yeah. Now, truth is, as we mentioned before, nowadays things are different. Things are normally clean. And if it's normally clean, it's used for cold, maybe there shouldn't be an issur to kasher, because what's the worst case scenario? It's still not going to be awesome. That's, I'm just making a comment that it's just a comment in the air, because the whole world still keeps the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Osai, we have 15 minutes to go, and I want to start the next part of the sugya, which is Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the opening line of the Maariv HaKadosh. And let's get to a very, very important sources. Let's get moving. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Please turn quickly. The Mishnah. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Zorer Adam Basar Gvinim and Pachas Achas of Vashla, you know Gim Zebazer. Frank the Gemara, but he know Gim Zebazer, my Avic Son of Sonanu. Om Rabbaye, nay, the Kleepel of Boy, Hadacha Milo Boy. You don't have to rinse it off. Okay, that's the Mefurisha Mishnah with the Mefurisha Gemara. Fine. Now, I asked you to see a Rajbo. What's the problem over here? What's the problem? You may forget to do the Hadacha. So Rashba quotes the Bala Yitur, who says that's only true an item which you normally don't rinse off. But any item, Rabbi Osai, which you normally rinse off, they never made such a gzeira, because there's an expectation that you will in fact rinse it off, before you use it. So therefore, it is not a problem. That's the famous Chiddush of the Bala Iter, which is quoted by the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, and by the Rashba here in his commentary on our Sugya. A very important Yisod. A very important Yisod. Okay? As a matter of fact, take a look at the Dibre Chavudas again. Sivkotten Kuf Aleph. Those who have my edition is on the end of page Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Aleph in the 8th paragraph. Kosev Atur Simen Tzari Aleph B'Shem Bala Iter. Shema Mino Dekol Midi Deboi Adocha V'chule. No problem. If it requires Adocha, you're going to rinse it off for sure. So I have the Tzonen Bekara Shal Iser. Tzonen Osa Lachat Chila Dilma Ocha B'la Adocha. Dachka Bosa B'vushal. B'la Baruchay B'Adocha. This is the famous Bala Iter that the Rashba quote, the Mechamudas here quotes it from him, and it's quoted La Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well. A very important din, very important. Rabosai, this is din is quoted in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Simen Tzadi Aleph. Let's turn right away to Simen Tzadi Aleph, so we can at least say we started Tzadi Aleph today. Can't get too far in it, but make a significant haskalah. Basuk vina shenagus ebezem utarin hashet tzarach ladiach mekom negiyasin mutalatz osim mitparas arav lochashin and shem yugus ebezem. That's the Mishnah. So the base is what we're discussing. Komidi deboy hadacha kagon lohaniach psarhete tzonen bekara shalisa tzonen also the chatchila. The ma'acha b'lo adocha. Dafke mavushel. Dafke ruchim b'adocha. Avo midi de ruchim b'adocha. Kom boso chai v'chotzi bo. Shara lechat chila. To the Bala Iter made it into the Shulchan Aruch. Via the Torah, via the Rashba. The world famous Bala Iter is found in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Tzadi Aleph. Rabosai, Sif Beis. Yeah. Comes along the Ramah. In his dark emotion, with the following kasha, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara is in Pesachim that flavin of advice. Kli she nishtamish bo chometz, mishtamish bo matzah. You're allowed to use as long as everything's cold. You're allowed to use a chometz stick, a cup, let's say, for Pesach. The question is gewalt. Not necessarily going to be, he's going to rinse it off later. How do you know? So the Ramah answers in Dake Moshe, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Simkot Aleph. Only a double lach requires hadacha. Wow. And the Bach says so. Sonim et sonim, I have it. The Ramah answers, no, requires hadacha. What's the case? The case is one of them is lach. As a matter of fact, you look in the shach over here, Tzadi Aleph of Kotn Aleph. Sarach la'adocha, cause of Abach, Davka k'she'echam hem lach, am shneim yuveshim, afilu hadocha, ein tzarech. Okay, very, very important. Very important. The Ramah, however, gives another answer. He's bothered by the kasher about say psachon daflamin klish and ishtamish bo chomet mishtamish bo matzah. It's against on the Gemara. He may not rinse it off later on. So the first answer was depends if it's lach yovish. The second answer is depends what kind of what had it absorbed. If it absorbs chamin hot, you may not use it even for tzonein. But if it's absorbed tzonein, you can use it what we call heter tzone, even belach. And the question becomes, how do we navigate all this? Let's turn, if you will, to the shach here in Simen Tzadi Aleph Siv Katan Beis. We're about to look inside very carefully. Laniach basar, hu adin laniach iser. Nosen beklisha let the tzonei shen dako ladiach also the chatchila me'ai time. You may forget Who says those? The Rashba, Taras Abayis. They give you page numbers. You have different page numbers, but I give you page numbers in the Taras Abayis. I'm using this edition. Does anyone have this edition? Does anyone own a Taras Abayis in this room? Who owns a Taras Abayis? Who has access to a Taras Abayis? Well, you better get your act together. Because the Taras Abayis is the classic sefer on your day. Until now, we sort of limped along. But we're going to start, as the shiurim go on, becomes more and more relevant. If you can't get it from your home or from the shul where you live or somewhere other, just get it. And they all got the new editions. This is the classic edition of Taras Abayis, which I used growing up. This is printed. It was printed. I'll give you the gematria. It's printed another gematria. Everyone has different gematrias. Tell me what it's printed. I can't figure it out. Mamash, everyone has gematrias. you're watching. You do the calculation over here. I'm guessing it was printed sometime in the 20th century. It's a pretty nice edition. But now it's been reprinted. Different editions. Anyone have a Taras Abayis at home and see a new edition anywhere? No one. Someone gave me a gift. A new edition of the Taras Abayis and what's called Bayis Dalit. He divided the Taras Abayis into many different batas. There's 7 batas. 8 bayis. This. And each bayis divided into what? A shah. It's a house. And that's gates. Makes sense, right? The bayis is the big edifice and the shah is the different ways to go in. So we will be seeing a lot of these Taras Abayis. I'm going to try to give you the page numbers for this edition, which I imagine you can get somewhere downstairs. And the Taras Abayis, Rabbi Hosai, talks about all of these things. Okay. Let us see. Rabbi Hosai, what does the Taras Abayis have to say about this sugya? This sugya. The Taras Abayis again quotes the Baal Eter. The Ramoa had a kasha from Pesachim Daf Lamed. There it seems to say you can use it for chametz, use it for matzah, even though you don't rinse it off. Give two answers. The first answer is only if it's wet. Is there a problem with washing it off? And the second answer is depends if it absorbs hot or it absorbs cold. He lacks that answer. The Torah quotes it. The Torah quotes the first answer. Let's turn our attention to the Shach. The Shach over here, Simen, Tzadi Aleph, and Cotton Beis. As I said, Taras Abayis, Ha'orach, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amid Beis. We have different pages. It says in my edition, I don't know about your edition, Bayis, Dalet, Shar, Aleph, Chof, Aleph, Amid Beis. Chof, Aleph, Amid Beis is in this pagination. The new ones obviously is a different pagination. So Chaf Aleph and Beis is over here. It's called over here on top. It's called Bayis Risha Revi Sharishan. It's the very, very end of Sharishan. Sharishan, by definition, starts at the very, very beginning. And the very beginning of Bayis Revi is page 1, Mamash page 1. And it goes all the way to Sharishan till page 42. This is on page 42, Chof Aleph and Beis. That's where you'll find this, what's quoted over here in the Shach, Sifkotan Beis. Okay? Goes to Rashba. What he calls the Aruch and the Kotzar. The Taras Abayis wrote a long pirish and a short pirish. Taras Abayis Aruch. Sometimes it's abbreviated Tav Vav Hey Aleph. Taras Abayis Aruch. And Tav Vav Hey Kuf is Taras Abayis Kotzer, short. It's printed in this edition on the very side. Bayis HaKotzer. This is the Bayis Aruch, it's much, much lower. Okay, this is the interesting source over here, Rabbi Hosai. Let's go nice and slow. In the same Sifkotan, the Shach, here, look carefully, Shach Tzadi Aleph Beis, he says, Ayin Besimen Yud Sifkotan Chof, and Samach Tes Peites. Back to Simen Yud, that's a long way. We're all the way here in Tzadi Aleph. Goes back 81 Simonim. Where's he going back? What's there? There it says, if there's Shamnunis, It's not enough to have hadacha. You need shifshuf. Who wants to translate hadacha and translate shifshuf? What's hadacha?
Dunking it in.
Dunking it in. What's shifshuf?
Rinsing.
Rubbing. I think, right? Is that right? Not even shafshaf. The rub. The rub. Get an impression, just reading this on a simple level, that only in certain cases do you require shifshuf. In limited cases, that's what it says back, he's referring to himself in Simon Yutz of Kotten Chaf. If it's shamnunis, where did it come from? Take a look in the Mishpat Zov, Sof Siv Kotten Aleph. Take a look. Read together. Vida, the Betoras Habayas Oroch. Kuf your base, he writes here Chof Alpha base, the same page 42. Okay? What does it say there? Imu Isra Shomein, Sarach Shiv Shiv Godol, Losagi Badacha. And he quotes Gimel Sakinim, Chulin Chesim and base. Look inside. Ulefizer, Hodibidi the Urchi Badacha, Kamabosu Chai Shari, Hanibalo Isra Shomein, the Sagale Badacha. Mashenkin, it's Elisa Shomein, Kamachema, butter. V'chadoma aser, why? The boy shifshuf. The boy shifshuf. Not enough that you normally do hadach. Here this requires shifshuf. So writes the Rashba, as it's quoted over here by the Prima Godim, Mishpitzel Zov, at the end of Siv Katan Aleph, here in Simon Tzadi Aleph. Good? Got some the Gemara Chul and Chesimit Beis. Why? Don't you normally slice, wash off basar? Yeah. You're afraid you're going to use the knife, which has shuman on it, chalev on it, chalev. Chalev's fat. And use the same knife to cut the kosher meat. It's going to be a serious, serious problem. A serious, serious problem. Even though the meat's going to normally be rinsed. Yeah, but rinsing isn't enough. You require what? What's the magic word? Shifshuf. Shifshuf. Yes, Max.
Does that mean there's any difference between a dishwasher and hand washer?
We'll get to that. Very good question. Says the Bedek HaBayis of the Rashba. Now, tomorrow we have to get a hold of this somehow or other. You do it on to find out for me if you can get it in the Sifri Halacha of the Rishonim. I think it's there.
Okay.
Can? Should be. But for the moment, the Bedek HaBayis says this proof from Daf Ches is not such a good proof. Why? Maybe we're afraid, listen carefully, maybe we're afraid that he's going to use that knife which has chalev on it. Listen carefully, please. Which has chalev on it. Like this. Rayosa and a riot. You gotta love these Rishonim. Even when I agree with him, this riot is not right. This is the last few lines of the Rebbeinu Gabayis. Dilma hochikomar, shemeyachto chalovim v'chakach yachto bosar shehutcha v'shuv lo yadiach osa. You're afraid you're gonna use that knife to cut meat which has already been washed off. Now you're not gonna wash it off again. So you can't bring a riot from this Gemara that you need shifshuf, because maybe you're not even doing an additional hadacha. The Rashba zings him back and says over here, come on, stama d'shmaita la b'bosa shehutcha ka'omar. That's in the Mishmeres Bas, which was written anonymously by whom? The Rashba. That's already an open secret shot, because the Rashba Mishmeres Bas all the time. It's written as an objective third party, but we all know who wrote it. The Rashba gave a hint. Go to the Abayas Achon Yosef and Arishan. He gave away, he left a hint for us to figure it out. Rabosai, this is a very, very important beginning to this inyan. And we will have to see that it's not completely clear that the word hadacha means simply dumping it, dipping it into water. That's not so pasha. The Chavos Da says that way. We'll have to, a careful reading of the Rashba, we'll see it's not necessarily true. So tomorrow we'll continue these in general.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.